It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, January 7th, 2021. We have six inbound vessels today, six in our outbounders, and we have a dozen vessels in our Astoria anchorages. And that's about typical what we've been seeing lately. We have seen a lot of ships in the anchorage, but we do have ships coming and going. The Columbia River Bar was on yellow status through all of this weather that we've had. But there were times when the bar just didn't see any ships crossing. And I, every once in a while, in all the emergency information that I was doing for KMUN, I would just take a look and see what was going on. You can go to marinetraffic.com. It's a great website to check out ship traffic. And there were some ships out in the ocean in all that weather, but not too many moving around on the river. But things have calmed down a bit. In our marine weather forecast today, we can expect winds to fall below gale force by late this morning across inner and outer waters as weak high pressure builds in from the west, and we have quieter weather expected this weekend as an upper-level ridge pushes over the region. We do have a gale warning in effect until 10 o'clock this morning, though, on the Beaufort wind scale, which I love, as you know, if you listen to the ship report much. That's force 8 on the Beaufort wind scale. Winds 34 to 40 knots. And the description of the effect at sea of gale force winds is this. At sea, waves 18 to 25 feet, edges of wave crests begin to blow into spindrift, which I love that word. Any day that I get to say the word spindrift is a good day. Foam blown in streaks, so not easygoing weather out there. But for the rest of today, northwest winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 35, becoming west 15 to 20 with gusts to 25 in the afternoon. Combined seas 13 feet with a dominant period, like a time period of about 10 seconds between wave crests and a chance of rain in the forecast. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. I'm going to do a little shorter ship report today because I have a lot of emergency information I want to recap for you before the end of morning edition. But we have a very interesting kind of characterization of the Columbia River's ship traffic today. Of our 24 ships, we have one petroleum tanker, refined petroleum, and we have an ATB rig carrying petroleum. And the rest of all of those ships, our 24 vessels, are all dry bulk carriers. So they're all either carrying some form of a dry mineral cargo, potash, soda ash, something like that, or they are coming in to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, our big cargoes here. And wheat is huge. We are the number one wheat portal in the United States. So we send tremendous amounts of wheat out here. And as I said earlier to you on the ship report, there's a lot of wheat ships backing up here because of the rain. When it is raining as heavily as it is, as it has been, loading of wheat onto ships simply has to stop because of the hazard of getting wet wheat in a cargo hold can just be really dangerous. So I've talked with you about that before earlier this week. So at any rate, we should see those ships moving through as the weather moderates at least a little bit, although Gordon McCraw told us that more weather will be coming. Let's just take a look at our ship schedule. We've got the ATB Corpus Christi coming in. She ought to pass Astoria around 9 a.m. inbound, headed for Portland. The Angelina the Great is a wonderful ship name, arriving from Japan. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. She ought to be there by late morning. The Adriatica Graeca is arriving from China. She will head for the Rice Island anchorage. She's a dry bulk carrier. She'll be there at about 1 o'clock. The Overseas Boston is a petroleum tanker arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for the port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria maybe, 2 p.m. today, and it'll take her about 6 hours to get up to Portland. The Team Bravo And Team Bravo is a ship arriving from South Korea headed for Longview's anchorage and another dry bulk carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 3 p.m. inbound. And the Combi Dock 1 is arriving from China headed for the Vancouver anchorage, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 3:30 p.m. inbound, take her about 6 hours to get up to the Vancouver anchorage. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the Gleam Star, the Pioneer Eternity, the Tiger Pioneer, the Diamond Globe, the Coral Ruby, the ETG Mishima, the Maria D, the Vigor SW, and the Mamma Mia. You got to love these ship names. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and I hope much drier and calmer day today.